Everybody, this is Ron. We're having another VBS program, and tonight is Wednesday, middle of the week. The date is October 22nd, 2014. And let's release energies from everybody if they had any situations, problems, or whatever. So here we go. Let's release your stuff. Think of one incident that you experienced. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's pretty heavy. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And hopefully feeling lighter. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. And let's bring up the light beams. And here we go. Energize the first one for you with male energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the second light beam with the non-gender light beam energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And the last one will be female. Stronger, 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 and stronger. All right. So we'll bring our co-host on, Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. We're so happy to be on the air live tonight, and I think we'd all love to hear how the light chamber was and how your conference was. As you all probably know, Ron just came back from New York. We may actually have some new listeners on tonight who may have met Ron and come to the booth in New York City.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun back there. Had the light chamber up, and it was very nice to do it again back in New York. And every expo is a little different, and they're all great. So had a wonderful time. And if you're a new listener, say hi, and nice seeing you. A lot of people are using the free monitors, too, in the front to have instantaneous healings or monitors, which you can put headphones on and... I think we do seven different healings on those, you know, fear, I think anger, heartache, anxiety, trauma, I think pain, and maybe a mental energy and emotional. So anyway, it was great. Had a lot of fun. And back home now. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And you mentioned that earlier that people were buying a lot of the pictures. And can you tell us what, when you go to those expos, you have pictures that are also purchasable on your website, but can you tell us what those are about, Ron?
Yeah, we just put the original spirit energy into the pictures, and then it's a living photograph. So, yeah, it's quite nice, and people are amazed that they actually physically change their appearance as far as, the image itself will become more three-dimensional. And a lot of times the colors will become much, much brighter and more vivid. And that's kind of neat to see somebody's reaction as it happens. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And those pictures are available on the website for only $10. So if you'd like to do that, and it's wonderful if you can't get onto the Internet all the time, to have one of those in your home. And it just brings a lovely energy to your home. Okay, to kind of change the subject, Ron, it's fall, and we're getting near Halloween. I have something to say about that, but we have a listener who has written in before about this. It's a long-time listener. Another spider attack. They put on the alien attack and a timeline crash because it really scared her, so she put on a timeline crash for being startled. And I guess it was crawling on her neck. And I don't know if she was bitten, but she said, could you do a clearing for whatever was on her neck? And
okay,
also just
here we
asking
go.
You.
So
okay.
One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. We'll just see what that does here. Back to you, Ann.
Well, she's asking, because she was so upset by that, is she being paranoid now? Is this something to be worried about, that it crawled on her?
Well, I don't know if you need to worry about it or not. I imagine that, you know, that could make anybody paranoid if they've a situation like that. Right away, that sounds like a fear clearing to do. Oh, you may want to do a, you know, your fear clearing for spiders or something. And or maybe even the alien attack page for spiders. Oh yeah, it could put you in a, you know, a bad situation, feeling about something coming and maybe biting you again. That's kind of life here on this planet, you know, things recycle. If you've had it happening a lot to you, then that could be that barcode, you know, reoccurring event barcode. If you've had this situation a few times or so, maybe in the last year, you may want to check that one out to get that barcode off of you. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And I wanted to add something. The town I live in is very proud, apparently, of their Halloween decorations. They make a big deal about Halloween here. And all these homes have gone, in my opinion, way overboard with the decorations. But so many of them, I don't want to say everyone, but almost all of them have either a huge spider or several of them, or like a lot of smaller spiders like crawling along their house. And I just thought, here is someone, you know, understanding how awful spiders are. And I wonder, you know, can you explain to us why these poisonous spiders aren't even supposed to be here, Ron, and what's going on there?
Anything that actually bites you should not actually be on this planet. So they're an alien life form that's here. And, you know, people are tuning into them more, especially at Halloween. It just means that they're probably running that spider energy as far as a program in them. So if they're running that program, you know, they could even have a shapeshifter spider in them. So that doesn't sound too good if everybody's doing the same thing. But remember, that's just a program. So that's what we release from you, our programs, you know, that are inside of you. That's why all the clearings are releasing your stuff, your baggage. You know, we call it a clearing or healing. But basically, it's a program. You're releasing programs out of you that should not be there. That's you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That's very interesting because, you know, I was thinking, what happened to, like, ghosts and witches? Kids used to dress as witches and different characters and that kind of thing, and now everything is spiders. Oh, and I forgot to say, a lot of cobwebs, like things hanging from trees, like white, this white mesh stuff, like a lot of it. So I just wanted to share that. It's kind of disgusting, if you ask me.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, you get bit by a spider or something, you know, it's going in between your skin tissues. Oh, what's lurking there? You know, they're under the covers, you know? So, cover on the outside of you. Do a clearing for that, I guess. I guess I could call it like toxic waste or something that would be in your skin, in the skin tissues. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And kind of talking about that situation, let me think here.
And can I just say something, Ron? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want people to know, especially, again, if we have new listeners, that as Ron is clearing this, it's not only for that one person that wrote in about the spider bite. It's for everybody, and it could be for any bite you may have had at any time in your life. So kind of think about that. Maybe put your hand where it was, and Ron will... that'll get cleared out for you.
So at the expo on, let me think here, on Saturday, after my lecture that I had, I was meeting with maybe a dozen people outside the room. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, touching people, you know, being massage practitioners and the like. And so I said, well, I'll take away the energy from the palm of your hands from the last person that, you know, you interacted with. That could be anything. or anybody. I guess think could be also true. What thing did you dance with, you know? Uh-oh. So anyway, so everybody put their hands up, you know, out, you know, in front of them. And, you know, I cleared the energy off. And the lady next to me, this here's pretty interesting, so I'll just go a little further. So she has a long neck. So during the exo, somebody said, you know, to me during the workshop, or I mean the lecture, they said, well, how do you tell or know, how do you, you know, see aliens, and what do they look like? And I said, well, they normally have long fingers and long necks. I didn't mention blue eyes, because a lot of them have blue eyes, but that's the main two things that you see. And then also they have, you know, really thin bodies typically, but basically, you know, long neck and long fingers is an indication that you have a more maybe recent alien energy with you as compared to, you know, almost everybody else on the planet. So anyway, I was doing her hands, and all of a sudden her hands just started to get wet. It looked like she put them underneath the faucet, and they were very, very, very wet and dripping sweat. And this happened probably within 20 seconds, and we kind of all washed her hands within a couple of minutes, and I told her to go wash her hands off because, you know, her body's releasing the toxins from that. I said, well, you know, since you have a long neck, you know, you probably have more of an alien type of energy with your spirit as compared to most humans here that do not, because they've been here a long time and they've been kind of, you know, interbred. Out, but hers was still pretty much in front. I said, then this poison is harming your spirit, and it can't deal with this energy. And so that's why it's more toxic to it as compared to most people. So that's what happened. It was quite interesting to look at her hands. It looked like they were just completely all wet, you know, dripping. So that was interesting. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, could you do that for us, Ron? Clear the palms of our hands?
Yeah, okay. So normally, you know, this is how people, you know, greet you, typically shaking hands, or maybe you pat somebody on the back, and then you pick up their energy. So this is an energy transfer from somebody else that you've connected to, and it's typically not really compatible with you because your body is not their body. That's the basic thing. So here we go. You might want to hold your hands out, you know, like in front of you, like palms up. Just get comfortable. And I'll take the energy off of your left hand. So here we go. One. This is the palm of your hand. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do your right hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And your hands should feel different. They should feel either maybe heavier if your spirit is more in your hand, or maybe lighter because you got rid of a lot of energy. So it could go both ways. So what we got rid of is some of the toxins, we'll say, the slime energies, whatever got put on your hands and to your hands. That you know nothing about, but we release some of that. And I'm going to see if anybody's hands get really, really hot or tingly or even start to, you know, sweat. It was quite something because she's, you know, she's watching them and everybody else was. And you could see the sweat forming on her hands. It was, you know, just a good validation that, you know, that she was contaminated and the toxins were leaving her. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yeah, my hand feels kind of heavier since you did that. So I guess I'm more, maybe have more spirit energy in my hand now?
I would say that'd be correct, yeah.
Thank you for that. Now, are you going to do one more thing about the spiders, or was that done?
We'll see if anybody comments.
Okay.
I'd like to have another one, but I think we're okay with that.
Okay, great. And someone else said, directly across the street on bushes, huge spiders and web decorations. So I guess it's my neighborhood is not the only one doing that. And we have, well, we have a good question on the fast chat, so why don't I just ask this one first. What is the difference between mind energy, source energy, and light energy?
Okay, well, let's see. Source energy, we sort of say it's light energy. L-I-G-H-T. But that's only to have people understand that it's some type of energy and how it may look. Ideally, there's no light. Just pure energy that's invisible. But because of our languaging and trying to describe something, we use the word like, you know, light, so that people can understand what it was. If you said source energy, then they really, they would think that it's something probably other than what it is, because the word source is used a lot, you know, divine source or whatever. And so we have to put it into some kind of little palatable cubbyhole for people to kind of understand a little bit. As far as mind energy is a different type of energy. And remember, source energy does not have any thoughts, doesn't have mind associated to it to limit what it's doing. Mind energy, you have limitations. Oh, just an example, you know, does a child going to kindergarten learning mind energy programs, that's what they're learning, right, how to live here. Does a person in kindergarten have the same knowledge as somebody who's graduated from maybe the 12th grade? Well, naturally, you say, of course not. Didn't have all, or he or she didn't have all the schooling. Learn these programs. So that is correct. So mind energy has all these limitations to it. So to a kindergartner, automatically they're limited to what they know because they haven't been taught anything. And a 12th grader, will say, is still limited compared to somebody maybe who goes to college as far as, you know, working with a vocation or something that, you know, you have to go to college to learn something. Basically, you know, that's why they go, to learn more knowledge. Well, source energy doesn't have any boundaries like that or limitations because you have everything. So we're in source energy, and if we use the same type of system, but it would not exist, but if we did say it was similar, then the kindergartner would know just as much as the person graduating from college with a PhD, because it's all there for that person once they drop into their heart. There's no limitations. Mind energy also is and probably was created to bring you into duality. So you're judging source energy, which separates you further away from where you want to be. Mind energy always is in duality. Expo on the Strange Universe panel, when I started off, they asked me something about, I can vaguely remember it, but something about what would fill the earth or do something like that. I can't recall exactly what it was. And, you know, I just said, everybody do the mind to heart drop and it'll bring peace here. And did that for the people. That's where the whole universe panel could have ended. That was the answer to the question. No other answer that would be higher truth than that. It did go into they're using love energies and stuff, talking about that. I was asked a question at the end about love energy or something, and I said, well, I don't want to have love energy. And I guess everybody on the panel kind of like maybe didn't like that response because they're all using the word love. Duality. Love, you have hate, and you have anger and everything else. You're going back and forth. Ask, you know, situations, say, with people. You know, they first, maybe they fall in love, right? And they're very, very happy. So if they could hold that energy, that'd be wonderful. There, after that, if they get a divorce, hey, well, what do you think of your love energy with your last relationship? Well, probably not going to like it. They're going to talk about their divorce and what happened to them as they fell in love. Well, they're on the scale of duality, went from one extreme to the other on the roller coaster ride. Well, that's kind of one example of that. You don't want to be in duality because you're going to be bringing things to you that you may not even want to get into. That's kind of how I don't know if I stated that way. I didn't mention the marriage thing with divorces or anything, but the thing is to get back into my peace. Well, I don't think they could understand because they still started talking about love. That's final comments. Analysts not really get what I was talking about because they didn't want to have peace. They wanted to have love and experience love and send love to people. Well, if anybody was at that panel and you want to comment on it, that would be great. Call in. We'll accept callers. Have a different take on it than myself. Oh, over to love. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And also, I'd love to hear from anyone who went into the light chamber or met you at the expo. So call in or write in and tell us your experiences. Being in that light chamber is very powerful, I can say. I have done it. I wasn't there this one. But actually, Ron's going to be in L.A. in February at an expo, first weekend of February. We'll get all the information out to you as it comes. And March, he'll be in New York again. In April, he'll be in San Mateo, California, which is up near San Francisco. So if you can get to, you know, either of those, I know we're quite coastal, but and it's hard on the people in the middle of the country, but if you can possibly get to one, it's so worth it to go in that light chamber. So we have a testimonial, Ron, and a question that kind of pertains to what you were just talking about love, so I'd like to read that now. It's someone who just recently found you and found Creation Lightship. Many thanks for your friendship on Facebook. I discovered your work by chance on YouTube 3 days ago, and I'm utterly fascinated by it. Ever since I was a very young child, I've been aware of the fact that I seem to be beating a very different drum to almost everyone I know. So your lectures have resonated with me like nothing else that I have ever experienced. I have always been extremely sensitive in every way imaginable, and I've always been certain that something is not quite right with the world. Although I was lucky enough to make friends easily, I've always been cautious not to get too close to people, as I always picked up their energies and rarely felt good about it. Today, I am a very happily married man with a family, and my one question on this occasion is, if I were able to ascend, what would become of my loved ones? The thought of being without them makes me very unhappy. Kindest regards. That's from a listener in the UK, Ron.
Well, geez, that question gets asked a lot. The bottom line is, go back to the teachings of Jesus, and you have to clean out your body. That's what he's talking about. I'm like a child, which means you get rid of all of your stuff, childlike, you know, you're pure, you're innocent. That's, what needs to be done to get this DNA out of you. That's activated in this lifetime so you can hold your spirit energy with your body for the ascension. That's for your body ascension. Talking about the body of the people is, you know, because probably may not recognize their spirit, especially if they're somewhere else. So we'll just talk about the body ascension. So the body ascension, her spirit, when it goes to another location, not coming back here again, able to go with it because it has your resonance of your physical body as the blueprint of chemicals inside of you and all of your stuff. Energize you, whatever you want to call it, location, I'll just then at that point, you'll be looking the way you look now. I'm sure you could probably pick what age you want to be and be in perfect health because the darkness that gave you a problem, a condition, a situation will no longer be with you. So you're going to be probably best years of your life and not eat. Oh, living off life force energy. So anyway, that's the way it is. So, you know, so if everybody said clearings to clean themselves out, which is what Jesus talked about, died for your sins, well, he did clearings on people. As he, I doesn't mean that he cleared everybody. That is the case. He did not clear everybody because he only cleared ones that came to him. Remember, the light is free will, free choice. And the light's not going to do anything. When we go to the light ship, must request a healing. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen to you. The light's not going to judge you. Look at that, and you fully understand that, then yeah, want to get the crud out of you so your spirit can come into your body to energize it. Another type of ascension is when your spirit gets out of here. That's a spirit barcode. And, you know, chances are, no soul family on the light ship. Oh, you're not going to be joining relatives or family, typically. I imagine it could be a possibility. But you just look at all the trees out of here and everything else. They all have spirits and, you know, everything on this planet. And to find somebody that you knew of here would, I think, would be quite difficult. Oh, you know, not that it's impossible. Basically, in a nutshell, you will not be seeing your dog and your cat and your family members. How do I make people sad because I want to be with them because of that love energy? Energy that doesn't exist. Oh, I don't like me talking about it that way because they look at each other and they go, oh, man, I'm going to miss you, you know, if you don't come up with me, you know. But that's the choice that everyone has. That's your free will, free choice. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That's something that I remember having a hard time with that when you first started to, I first learned from you about ascension. But I accept it now, and I understand it better. And also, there's no reason why this gentleman can't keep just clear his whole family, and everyone will ascend. And then you don't have to think, you know, like something bad is going to happen to my children. They'll also be ascending when ascension time comes, right?
The spirit barcode, these are spirits can get out of here, and, you know, and do any clearing on the website to get rid of the darkness out of them. So that's, you know, that's what you can do also.
Right, and I don't know if they're young children. It's so just so easy to clear children.
Oh,
right.
And even your dog and cat. Chicken outside, you know, you can do that too, you know, if you like your chicken, you know.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. We'll move on from that. Thank you, listener. I hope you're able to listen to this show. And here's a question. This person actually has two questions, but the first is, what radio shows does Ron have other than Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday on BBS? And the answer is, that's it right now. But Ron has done other radio shows in the past, several, in fact. And if you go on his website, which is creationlightship.com, near the lower left, you'll see a bar that says Radio Archives, and there are hours and hours and hours and hours of radio shows on there, including these are archived, but also from, I think, three or four other radio stations Ron has been on in the past. I don't think
What I will say is I heard talking to people in New York, a gentleman from Maryland came down to New York. I've been listening to all of your archives. One that you may want to steer people to, which will help them out describing the website, what we're doing, I guess, is the one on a different station, and it was talking slower. I go, wow, this is me. Oh, but anyway, 2008, I believe it was December, I think it was 18th. That was on... I think it was Ask One Radio. had a good explanation, I guess, of different things there. So imagine also on BBS around that same time, there would probably also be similar information probably in December of 2008. But that one he says he liked because he could send his friends to it and they would more fully understand what it's about. So that was, I believe, December 18th, 2008. Oh, that's a long time ago.
Great. Thank you, Ron. And the same listener has another question. How do I clear all past dreams?
You could do, first thing is always a complicated word, vocabulary. So how do you clear past dreams? Well, the ones that are affecting you the most, you may want to bring them up if you can remember them and do maybe timeline crashes on them. Timeline crash is the best way to do that. Oh, depending on how much of an emotional charge you have on it. Remember, you're still there. That dream, and it's still using you, even if it could be 10 years ago. Well, if you got mileage out of you, they're going to still be rerunning you over and over again like an old TV show, you know? So think of that and do timeline crashes. What your emotional energy is on it, what you should be doing. I would suggest maybe probably 50 timeline crashes. Start off with on an old dream that you have. Even look at the kind of the opposite of that, we'll say, is when you're dreaming things happen to you, it turns into the opposite of having hope for something or wanting something in the future. And I also crash that. So right now, let's do the finger exercise. Put your index finger out straight ahead of you, and just have your body do it. Don't want to really move it yourself mentally. Just have your body put your finger out, pointing up, index finger, maybe a foot from your face in front of you, and see if you're exactly on center or not. Not on center, right, then you're in the future. Left, then you're in the past. So just move it so that you're in the present moment here. Otherwise, not really connecting to your spirit. It only works in the now. It works when you're present. Not present, when you're in the future and the past. Having the light of the darkness spirit working with you, unpile, and you don't want to be there. So you want to be in the now. Manifestations to do your creation. Hey, gee, Ron, I don't know how to do manifestations in the light. Imagine something? Well, in a sense you are, but the dark side copied everything that the light does. So you want to, maybe you could, some people have a hard time because they're in manifest. So write it on a piece of paper of six words or something. Get in the now and look at it, and automatically you're going to be using or spirit energy looking through your eyes to manifest what you have on the paper. Not to do anything to it. Just look at it and that should be it. You're already connected and that will go out into source energy, something that you would like to manifest. Manifestation will occur according to how many energy blocks you have inside of you that's preventing you from manifesting it. That's your darkness. Darkness will prevent the light from coming to you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Thanks for giving us that, reminding us about that finger exercise. That's a really powerful tool that you've given us, and I hope all the new listeners understand exactly what that is. I believe that's written up on the notes that our moderator has done. So if you're on the fast chat, if you just go to that first page that opens up, I believe that's described there exactly how to do that. It's really wonderful. Okay. I'm going to go back to our fast chat here. We have a lot of emails, I guess because we ran some archives, Ron. And let me see. Okay. Someone saying, I'm seeing a lot of news about big political changes on the planet. Is the creation lightship influencing these in any way?
I would say the lightship is not, but I'm helping out the best that I can to bring the planet back into peace. So I would say yes, the lightship does not judge anything. So for the lightship, that would be a no answer. Myself, yes, I am doing things to try to move the energy blockages, the mindsets, places and things that are causing people to become slaves here and to stay slaves, yes. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. I'd like to suggest that this listener and all listeners stop listening to the news, because that takes you right out of your heart center. You know, unless you absolutely need some kind of information. I don't know what that would be. It's better not to get distracted by that. Oh, one listener said, maybe it has something to do with the new Earth spirit we have now. Do you think that's the case, Ron? The energy of our wonderful Earth spirit is affecting the planet positively?
I would say... And yes, it'll hold the energy that it had, you know, over 1.4, hold that energy, whatever was here, with the blueprint of the Earth, yes. For you have to have a good solid foundation, holding that foundation.
Okay.
Or we had the foundation, the... spirit since then, but it got, in a sense, contaminated by the aliens. And then it was not able to hold its spiritual integrity that much. So, and then you also have now the people here are changing. I just heard the other day that back in New York, there's a Chinatown back there and other areas. The people were not even there. Like the place kind of looked like it, you know, like everybody had a holiday and they left. So, you know, that's in that section there. So, yeah, there are people missing now, mass abductions of people. So if you happen to notice a parking lot filled full of cars and you walk into the store that's associated with that parking lot, and there's very few people in there, well, that's because they all got abducted. They will have to come back, or something will come back that looks like them to drive the car. Hopefully they know how to drive. So,
wow. But it won't be the person anymore, Ron. Is that what you're saying?
If the person got abducted, you know, they probably got a lot of implants in them. And, you know, that's why they got abducted. Did something to them. And so, and or maybe a clone is in there in its place. So, you know, I guess just, you know, get the knowledge and be aware of people. Things get dropped in all the time now. Cars that show up next to you that wasn't there before, or people. So just be alert. You know that aliens are having their field day, you know. Are getting more people, like the people that are missing. Most of the missing people are either in the underground in the earth here, or they're transported out somewhere else. I would like to think that they're doing something that they like to do, you know, early being in a concentration camp, but they're doing something that they really like doing somewhere else, rather than being, you know, on the buffet table, you know? Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So that listener said, excellent advice, Ann. You're welcome. I'm addicted to alternative media, so I have to clear it every day. Yeah, there's an awful lot of people that want you to get the news. I know sometimes, you know, I'm fairly new to a new city, and I got a couple of emails about, you know, things that go on in the city, And they sneak in these awful news stories, you know, and so I just stopped reading those also. Yeah, people want everybody on those timelines. And speaking of timelines, Ron, our next question is about timelines. I wanted to say something that if you're not familiar with the timeline crashes, there's a lot of information. We talk about a lot, and there are wonderful things you can do for $20 on Ron's website. And in there is a place to clear dreams. So as you're clearing other things, you can clear, you know, whatever's most pertinent for you, something that just you just dreamt, something that recurs, or something you recall that was very memorable for you from your childhood or, you know, the past. So anyway, here's a question, Ron. Can you timeline crash someone's belief? For example, the belief that something like the creation light ship doesn't exist.
That'd be the 2,000-year darkness barcode. Well, if you do that quite often, you know, maybe a couple times for one of your buddies, concentrate more on, you know, maybe the last, I'll just say 100 years, very possibly they may understand things more. The last 100 years is when everybody got numbed out and a lot of technology came to the planet. So by doing that, it could help them have more of a, you know, better way of looking at it.
Right, now that
an open mind, as the mind would be closed, and it's closed because of all the implants programs. So an open mind is like less programs, less implants in the mindset, but now be able to be eliminated, and then there have spirit energy. Go to your heart. So that's one way to look at it. Even do it on yourself. Well, that's a good thing to do. Put your name in there yourself and clear yourself.
Now, are you talking about the 2,000-year darkness barcode clearing, Ron?
That's the 2,000-year darkness barcode clearing,
okay.
Yes.
And that is a free clearing, if people are unaware, on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com. It's on the upper left, and it's wonderful. I think the preset time is 5 minutes for each, but you have said to do at least the first and or maybe second one for an hour, right, Ron? Because those are going to be affecting us more.
Yes, yeah, so the more recent ones are what you're living in, typically, you know, from your parent energies. So I would say maybe the first, you know, maybe 100, 200 years is what you want to really get into and clean out. That while your grandparents, so right there you got a couple of generations away from you, your parents and your grandparents. So that could be, and so old you are, how old they were before they conceived, too. But, you know, you're looking at probably, I'll just say 60 years going back. Well, another 25 years in your other generation, you know. So you could have four to five generations, depending on how young the mother was to conceive. So, why it's very good to do all those clearings, and at least to the first two a lot. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And so, if you have people in your life who, for some reason, are not on your wavelength and open to the creation lightship information and doing their own healings, doing that for them might, in fact, open them up a bit.
And there are a few people, you know, who have, you know, a family member is still alive, and, you know, you get a one of those rare family photos of four generations. You know, maybe they show you as, you know, maybe a young child or a baby, and, well, it goes back that far. So I don't think there could be maybe five generations living at one time, but there could be four, and if not, maybe at least three, you know?
Right.
So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's very helpful. Okay, another email, and this is an interesting question. Dear Ron, thank you. For the first time 2 weeks ago, I went on your clone-removing call. I'm sorry, it's not clone. I had clone on the brain. Cording removal call. And Since then, I have been completely free of cords, and I'm very grateful. One question. What is the difference between cording and psychic attacks, and how will they each affect me?
Okay, a cord is just when somebody thinks of you, okay? So let's just say you're in a room and somebody drops, maybe you're at lunch, right? And then somebody drops a glass and the glass breaks and everybody in that room looks over at that person or they look over in the direction to see what broke, and then there's actually a person there. Automatically, by looking at them, they put a cord out. If you're full of judgment, and then you may think, oh, that person is really stupid or whatever for dropping the glass or whatever. But, you know, typically I would think most people would just say, oh, you know, there's an accident that happened. Or, boy, is that person embarrassed, because they're going to put their energy, their emotions, ending along that cord, which is a psychic attack to that person. Okay? So they're knowingly doing something, but they don't know what they're doing, but it is going to that person. So if a person's in judgment of breaking glasses, maybe they do it a lot at their house, and they beat themselves up for it, and then somebody else breaks a glass, but they're going to have that same energy that they project from themselves onto that person. Basically, normally cording, you're just looking at something, and you put a cord out to it. Okay? And then you take an energy away from that object or person, not really even realizing it. Now, a psychic attack is when somebody gets maybe upset with you, and they think, we'll say, really good thoughts about you, or they get, you know, really bad thoughts. It's all the same stuff. And they put an energy along that cord, and then they figure out where they want to put it. Okay, so normally, a cord is just to the person. And it could also go to body parts, you know. Let's just say that you're in a room and a woman walks in with, no bra on. She's, you know, topless, right? Well, everybody's going to be looking at her and looking at certain parts, you know, and those parts are going to be corded because it's kind of unusual in our culture to see that, okay? Or a streaker walks through or whatever. So right away, the private parts will probably be corded. Now, if society had streakers and everything else around, it wouldn't make any difference. You probably wouldn't notice it. But because everybody wears clothes, you would. If somebody came into a room and they had their hair, let's just say purple, for instance, right? And everybody in the room that, you know, or the room that you're in, you know, has natural hair. Well, that's something that's unusual again. And you're probably going to be cording that person's hair. That's what people do. But the other one, a psychic attack, is when they go, I'm going to get this person because they did this to me. And they think all of these thoughts, and they may even find a place on the body to put it. You know? So that's what happens. And that's the difference. And a psychic attack has a lot more energy on it than just an ordinary cord. But they are very similar. And normally you're trying to do harm to a psychic attack on somebody. Maybe the word jealousy would come up. And you're upset because of that. And then you have all your emotions that fuel that energy along that psychic attack. Oh, how big is that button that got pushed in you? And all that energy is going to go flying to that person. That's the way you can look at that. And then psychic attacks are also what dark side practitioners do when they pay somebody, that poor goat or the chicken, you know. They use that energy, too, and attach it to you. Now you have all this pain and trauma energy going to you. And so that's the way those things work. So that'd be the dark side practitioner. Somebody's really working something up. It'd even be them doing it as a dark side practitioner or somebody else. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Could it also be that a person has a handler who's an ET, and they are trying to hurt you or get to you through a person they're handling, and they send a psychic attack?
Yeah, that could also happen. Probably more in the line of a program, but yeah, that could happen, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Your handler can be very interesting for you in your life because they want you to respond a certain way, and they somehow know more about how to handle you with the programs. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Just so much wonderful information tonight, and we're getting very near the end of our show already. I can't believe how fast this time went. Let me just check our... Someone said, that's wonderful. Thanks for all you do, Ron. And that listener's referring to you helping the governments and kind of trying to bring peace to the earth. Oh, and also the person that wrote in earlier about the spider on her neck is feeling much better, and thanks you for that as well. And so I was wondering, since we have a few minutes, would you do that spirit out in for us?
Okay, hey, so this is helpful because it will connect you more, you know, in your legs to your spirit, and it'll be more fully integrated in your body rather than just being maybe above the waist. So here we go. We'll go in and out of your body and bring your spirit into the bottom of your feet. So here we go. Coming out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go.
That felt great, Ron. And how about if we, anything else you want to share before we go?
It should feel heavier. I really enjoyed the workshop Sunday when we had the people, you know, have the decloning process. That was very smooth, very nice. So.
Oh, I forgot. Someone was asking, was any of what you did this weekend recorded, either in video or audio?
Yeah, it was recorded in video, yes. Uh-huh.
And great. Will that be on the website then at some point or put up on YouTube?
I'll see what I can do with this one, yeah.
Great.
Oh, we'll see. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Show's about getting ready to close here. So thank you for listening. Tomorrow is our decloning call at 5:30. It is Thursday, and the date is the 23rd of October. And remember, we got to turn our clocks back. What, this Sunday? Is that when it is?
It's a week from Sunday, November 2nd.
November 2nd. Okay, I just wanted to give everybody a heads up there. So you got a couple weeks. You might want to hold that in case you are late something or early.
Yeah. Right. Thank
Spring
you,
Ron. Ahead, so it'll be darker sooner. Isn't that nice? You have more darkness. Hour more. And
right.
Anyway, here we go, everybody. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So, dropping down, take command in your spirit out loud to take your thoughts in your head, drop it into your heart. This way you can be in peace energy. And this is where time is stopped on the alien timeline that you're living on. Here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Next VBS program is on Friday, same time, same station. Like they used to say, be there or be square. So we'll see you, everybody. Bye.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone. Bye.